This series was supported by a grant from the Pulitzer Center. Top scientists from around the world point to data showing the drier rangeland climate found west of the 100th meridian has shifted east in the last three decades. But farmers with their boots on the ground in South Dakota say they're getting more rain. As Kara Hetland reports for Harvest Public Media, farmers are struggling to stay in business as they adapt to climate change.
Paul Hetland is harvesting what crops he could last fall. He and his brother are my husband's cousins and farm near Mount Vernon, South Dakota. Last year's harvest caused a lot of damage.
In terms of wheel, tire tracks, rutting, things like that, as we tried to plant these crops, harvest these crops, and even just take care of the ground that didn't get planted.
This isn't how Hetland likes to farm. He's a no-till farmer. He has a plan for managing the average rainfall and his type of soil. But last year, he says, he caught more than 50 inches of rain in his gauge. The average amount for his area is around 37 inches. The current wet weather is forcing him to only look at short-term solutions. And that makes him uncomfortable because this spring, he's going to have to till.
You know, when you're doing something that you know is probably not the right thing for a long-term scenario, yeah, I mean, it's something I'd just as soon not do. It adds expense, it takes time, and I feel like we're not doing it as we intended or the best way that we could.
2019 was a record-setting year, according to South Dakota's state climatologist. She says one producer told her it was the worst year he's ever had. Before that, Laura Edwards says his worst was in 2018. She calls 2019 a relentless wet year that started with a tough winter and very cold temperatures.
February of that year, it was just kind of a line of storms that came through that would drop, you know, 2 to 4 inches or so of snow.
Then in March came the bomb cyclone that started a cycle of flooding along the Missouri River in South Dakota and Nebraska with 3 inches of rain on top of the snow, and it didn't let up. She knows of some producers in eastern South Dakota measuring more than 100 inches of rain in the last 2 years. She says South Dakota producers rely on having four seasons, with winter being the driest.
We don't really know the answer to what caused it. You know, if there's one factor or multiple factors at different times of year, you know, it's a tough puzzle, and I don't know that we'll ever have the full answer.
Edwards goes as far to say what was predicted in the 1990s about the climate changing is actually happening now.
The increase in precipitation, though, is a trend that we're seeing in the long run. In recent decades, last century, in South Dakota.
Edwards says she sees the 100th meridian shift more to the west than the east. Scott Vanderwall is president of the South Dakota Farm Bureau and is also vice president of the American Farm Bureau. His family grows crops and raises cattle in Volga, South Dakota. He says the wet 2019 season is going to have a long tail. Weeds grew where crops couldn't, and the soil nutrients are not where they should be. He says on his farm, conditions are warmer and wetter.
It's a longer term trend, like the last 10 to 15 years. When I was a kid, my dad used to say you can't really raise corn west of DeSmet or Huron.
That was consistent with the old theory of the 100th meridian. But now corn is scattered across the state and soybeans are seen further to the north, replacing wheat in those fields. Scott Vanderwall adopts the attitude to do what's best for your own operation in order to survive another year.
I always tell people we have to plan for average and pray for the best and manage our risk for the worst.
As producers look to the 2020 season, the ground is already saturated, and yet there could be drought conditions by August. No one really knows. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Kara Hetland.